What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
AJ, how have you guys changed since week four? Sean said you learned a lot of lessons, so I guess maybe I'll ask, what lessons did you learn since then?
There's been a lot of things to go on this season, I would say. Not everything's positive, obviously, but one thing I think we've been working on is starting fast, and that's one thing we're going to emphasize this game, is just start fast, bring the energy early. Last game, first time we played them this season, obviously they scored first play, and just eliminating explosives like that. Stuff like that to kind of temper down their game a little bit and make them work for every single yard.
You faced Lamar a few times. Is there any amount of experience in games that can truly prepare you for what he can actually do?
Yes, you can know what he does, but there's still the problem of having to stop him. You know, he's so fast, so athletic, and he's sneaky big. People don't realize how big he is till you're out there on the field with him, but he's just such a talented guy. And, yeah, you can have a plan and everything set for him, but executing it's a whole other story.
Have you seen the picture going around of Terrell, Matt, and Taron on the sideline in the last game you guys played?
I have not.
So it's the three of them on the sideline while you guys are obviously playing, and now they're all back.
Right.
What is it like having those guys? I know guys stepped up, but those are important players on your team.
Right, no, and I think all of our guys started coming back at the right time. You know, it's win or go home time of year. So having all of our guys back, just having that comfort level and that ability back there gives us all the comfort up front to execute our job.
Go ahead, John.
No, you go.
What's the difficulty with Lamar specifically when the idea is that there's a play that's never over? It might be 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds to have to deal with him.
Yeah. That's the big thing. You know, we're trying to eliminate it. Make him feel like the walls are closing in around him in the pocket. Try to keep him from scrambling because he's so good. He can extend plays with his feet so well. We just got to try and contain him as best we can. It's a lot easier said than done with someone his caliber.
When you have to battle that and you at least get to sit on the bench and watch the Ravens deal with the same thing, is there a little like, haha, now you guys go deal with it?
Definitely. They have their guy and we have ours, you know, and being able to watch him work is always a good time.
How tough is it as a defensive end to kind of read that read option and not get sucked down and just really play disciplined but also play fast?
You just kind of, for me, I just think about clearing my mind. You know, I know what it is. My body will naturally react to it. If I'm sitting there thinking too hard about stuff, that's when you start second guessing because you're like, oh, maybe I should have done this. Maybe I should have that. But when you kind of just flip that switch and go into react mode, things happen a little bit easier. And then with that, just being disciplined, being patient is probably the biggest thing. And we don't want him to be able to just run it up the field. We want to string him out a little bit just because he's so fast, so talented. We just got to try and temper it down.
4 years ago today was the Taron pick six.
Today?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What do you remember about that play in that moment?
I remember basically everything. I was on the sideline during that play, and Taron caught it, and I was running down the sideline the whole way with him, and it just – what was it, 100 yards basically, 100-yard pick six, and that's just one of those highlight plays that you'll never forget. Just being a part of it, being a part of the team, and being able to witness that was awesome. But hopefully we can, you know, replicate that again this weekend sometime.
What do you remember about the crowd? There was only less than 7,000 people because it was COVID. But yeah. What do you remember about their reaction and the volume?
I remember it being pretty loud. And I was about to say, I'm pretty sure it's COVID, so not many people were allowed. That was when it was limited attendance, playoffs. Yeah, that was a crazy time. It was very few people out there, but they made it feel like the stadium was full.
How kind of crazy wild is it that Tre'Davious will be on the other side playing for the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday?
It's a little wild just because, you know, having Trey here for so long and being so loved and being the person he is, you know, he's just such a welcoming person, such a great teammate and a good guy. And it's just when you have quality people like that, it's always good to see him again. But it'll feel weird, obviously, having him in the other colors. Thank